This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, people make mistakes all the time. It's no big deal. And the thing about a mistake is that it's not an intentional thing. However, when we call something an honest mistake, that usually means that we made a big mistake and it involves other people. Case in point. British police, they told the wrong family that their son was dead. The son, you see, survived the car accident. It was a different kid who died. But what that also means is that the police told the wrong family that their son was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Honest mistake. Now, while we're in the UK, we might as well go to Scotland. A hospital there accidentally cremated the wrong body and then had another body wrongly buried due to a staff member mislabeling the bodies. Again, honest mistake. Meanwhile, in Austria, a surgeon, he was fined a couple $1,000s. Now, look, he kept his job, but the problem was he surgically amputated a patient's right leg. 2 days later, he found out that he was supposed to amputate the left leg. The hospital blamed it on, quote, a series of unfortunate circumstances. Yes, I think we can all agree with that. Bit of an understatement there, but point taken. But let's face it, not all honest mistakes are that extreme, of course. We have the story about a bartender who accidentally served a group of children actual margaritas at a birthday party instead of the mocktails. They asked for the margarita tower,
mm-hmm.
and it's for the kids' birthday party. But because of muscle memory, anyone that works in the industry knows, he just kind of made the drinks. He made regular margaritas. It was a different waitress had to come back and say, hey, I think you put booze in the margaritas, at which point he remembered that he did. But, you know, another honest mistake. But today we're talking about the moment that you had to explain that something was an honest mistake. You know when it happens, it's humiliating, it's embarrassing, it's very uncomfortable, but it's something that you have to fess up to in the moment. So today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is what was the most embarrassing mistake you've ever made?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
So away we go. Welcome to the 21st Amendment season, episode number 4,453. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of your guess is as good as mine. Today's categories. Hot off the press, just released today from the United Health Foundation. We have America's most and least healthy states.
All right.
Looking at dozens of factors in five broad categories: social, economic factors, physical environments, clinical care, behaviors, and health outcomes.
And Ted, what do we always say? Do you belong to the SEC?
Yeah. Group of ranked the best to worst. So you can either pick the 10 healthiest states or the 10 least healthy states.
I think least healthy is much easier.
Well, the 10 healthiest states always, for the most part, remain the same as well.
Sure.
You just have a hard time remembering them.
Correct.
Because they're not as geographically centered.
And that's the difference. They kind of spread out all over the place where, like I said, the unhealthiest states, they tend to be in one general area.
Yes. Correct.
And as Mike, Mike, I think you're talking Friday about how we're going back to the analog lifestyle, or a lot of people are trying to do that.
Exactly.
Maybe write stuff down on notes or keep a journal or whatever the deal is.
Dumb down your phone.
Yeah, and desktop calendar, all that crap.
Vinyl.
We have the 10 classic board games. The top 10 of all times. If you're into a good board game, there you go. So you can pick one of those two categories coming up at 4:30 with your guess is as good as mine. And today we're going to talk about mistakes. As they say, nobody is perfect. Mm-hmm. We all make mistakes. Some mistakes are bigger than others as far as the outcome of what someone has done.
Basically, if it only affects you, you call it a mistake. If it affects someone else, you call it an honest mistake.
And that's right? The worst thing. You can mess up. But when you mess up and it affects other people, that's when it really...
It's an honest mistake, man.
Because you feel awful about it. You can forgive yourself for the most part. You still feel bad about it. But when someone else is affected by your mistake, then you feel awful. I mean, you feel like, man, I cannot believe how stupid I am.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, you're a kid, you're taking a math test, whatever. I don't know. You get a couple of answers wrong. Teacher goes over it with you and you go, oh, man, I made a mistake. You don't apologize to the teacher. You just say, I made a mistake, and I've said this before, but back in the days when I was cooking, we had a big catering event, so it's intense, but a little looser in the kitchen, if you will. So the waitstaff's back there, and there's a guy who I knew had a nut allergy. This was well known. It was well documented. It was not news to me. His girlfriend also worked there. We had some kind of leftover dessert tarts that we had given out to this party for the catering thing, and she said, hey, PJ thinks they look really good. Are they safe for him to eat? And I did think about it. I'm like, yes, because it was some kind of fruit tart. What I forgot was that the crust had crushed hazelnuts in it, all right? So I said, yeah, I don't give it another thought for about 30 seconds. Then I turned around and go, oh, hey, look, there's hazelnuts in this. And I look at PJ, and he's still kind of chewing. And I'm like, oh, no. He's like, are you serious? I said, man, I was just thinking of the filling. I was not thinking about the crust. There's hazelnuts in there. Are you going to be okay? By the way, the answer is no. He absolutely
was
positively.
Okay?
No, it was bad. And I've said this before. Mike, you were laughing about it. I said he looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger at the end of Total Recall when they're on Mars and they're struggling for air. Like his eyes are bulging out. His face turned red. It was real bad. But I had to continue working. So I keep checking on him. And he was just sitting in a chair in the kitchen, kind of slumped over. Very red. He ended up being okay, long story short. But it was bad, and he was not pleased with me. He was a very nice guy, and he knew that it was a mistake. He knew that it was not intentional. I'm not trying to hurt this guy. I was rather fond of him. He was a good dude. But I still, every time I walked by
him. He is a good dude. He hasn't died.
He might be dead now, but not because of me.
All right.
But every time I walk by him, I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry. It was an honest mistake.
Now, does that include like peanut oil and things like that?
Everything. Man, it seems like people that have nut allergies, who legitimately have nut allergies, if it's related to the legume at all in any capacity, they don't want to mess with it. And when I saw him, I understood why. Because keep in mind, these little tarts, they're like mini cupcake size. And even then, it was just the crust. It was not the filling. So it's 15% of the total thing he popped. And it's not like the entire crust was made out of hazelnut. There was just this
enough.
Little bit for a little bit of taste. And I'm telling you, his throat closed up, eyes bulging, the whole nine, everything you would think. He just didn't die. I think his girlfriend may have epied his ass, the whole thing. And I felt so, so bad. But again, honest mistake.
Yeah. Well, I think a nut allergy would be one of the hardest ones to have. Because number one, it can kill you. And number two,
everything.
I love nuts. I mean, that would be brutal.
But even if you don't love nuts, when you look at the ingredients on so many freaking things that you buy, it's staggering. You know, how many things get recalled? Not because there's anything inherently wrong with it. It's just, look, man, there might be some pieces of peanut in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they recall it because there might be. It's not even an ingredient. It's just whatever plant we have, we also deal with nuts, some dust might be on. You have people on planes that you open a bag of peanuts, they could be eight rows behind you. And they freak out. I was like, really, man?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it happened to a friend of mine. He has a nut allergy. And there was some dish he got somewhere. And it was like a bar, right? So it wasn't like a restaurant. But he asked the guy like three times. The guy was like, it's fine. And then he took one bite and was like, you clearly didn't. Something's in here.
Was it peanut oil, you think?
Because
at a bar, unless they give you peanuts, there's generally not a lot of peanut
action. That's why they stopped doing that on planes.
Yes. I mean, that's it.
Basically, that was it. That was the reason for it.
But when did the nut allergy start? Because when I was growing up, just as a matter, you got a deck of cards, you got a bag of peanuts, right? But no one dropped dead on any flight I was on. And then in the last 15, 20 years, you know, they're like, look, man, we don't do it because of the nut allergy thing. And I understand that. I'm just curious, did nut allergies become a bigger thing in the last generation or what?
I don't know.
Because there were peanuts everywhere. You go to someone's house, like you said, if you walked into someone's home, there were nuts in a bowl waiting for you in the living room.
Oh, I thought
nuts everywhere. Yeah. There are peanut shells on the floor.
Whole deal. I think I've told this story before, but we first get here. Wife and I want to go to Canada. So I get on the Amtrak website and book us two tickets to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
We get on the train and we go past the stadiums. Now, at this point, you know, there is somewhat of a tunnel in downtown Seattle.
Yeah.
And if you know where it is, you know where it is. But if you don't, you don't. So I knew there was a tunnel, but we started going down to the stadiums, and I thought, man, we must kind of like make a turn, a U-turn, and there's got to be a way.
Because that is what trains are known to do.
Right.
They're big U-turn tracks.
I didn't know. The train yard's pretty big down there. I was still thinking maybe the idea. Maybe this bitch turns around.
Yeah, they got a U-turn track, sure.
Maybe just the station where it is, because it just kind of dead ends into Soto, that, you know, you back up or whatever, and you start heading the right direction. Turns out I was wrong.
Yeah.
The train and the tickets I bought were for Vancouver, Washington. Now, Amtrak, they were cool enough just to switch those tickets over for me.
Because you are not the first person to do that, I guarantee.
And I want to tell you, man, I think the tickets were $35 each way to Portland.
Yeah.
$35 each way to Vancouver. So the price point wasn't any different.
Sure.
But we get on the train, and I'm like, oh, no. I mean, we are now going down the Sound, and I'm like, this is not the right direction. The water is on the right side of the train. We are headed south. There's no doubt about this. So I talked to a conductor, and he said, just wait till we get to Tacoma. He said, you get out, man. He said, go to the front desk. They'll take care of all this problem for you. I was like, well, all right. What about the bag? And he's like, I'll take care of the bags. You know, did you guys put them underneath, you know, right here? Yes. So he got out. They had to delay the train for a second just to get our bags out because people were getting on the train there. But for us, we were on the other side.
But if they had to delay the train, that means they were still getting on early fashion to take the heat, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So finally, we got going the other. But we had to go all the way to Tacoma, which was
45 minutes.
You know, so we were on the train for, you know, an hour and a half longer than we should have been. Not the biggest deal in the world. I like a train ride.
Sure.
Not a big deal. But at that point in time, I think I was just so frustrated, not by the fact that that I made the mistake. It was just the fact that the mistake was feasible to be made. Now, if there was a New York, North Carolina, I would have known about it.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I would have been like, oh, yeah, yeah, North Carolina. Yeah, there's one in North Carolina. There's one up here. New York. We're going on the New York one. New York, New York. Not the one in North Carolina. But the fact that these two cities
are this close,
are that close to each other on the same. I mean, we were in the middle of nowhere, man. We're not close to anything. How in the hell did you? It's almost like saying if Olympia said, you know what? We're just going to call it Seattle anyway.
Right.
You know, we thought of it first. The chief was from there. This is where he's really from. You know what we're going to do? We're just going to name it Seattle, too.
There's a lot of Vancouver, though.
But that was.
There's what?
Well, there's the one in Washington. There's Vancouver Island.
Sure.
There's Vancouver, B.C.
But yeah, but that's all north. Vancouver Island is, I'm not going to accidentally take a train there. Not successfully. I'm going to die, and I'm going to
drive. You can go to Vancouver and take a ferry, or you go to Victoria.
But you bought the ticket, it's got to say W.A. on it.
It does. And that's what
I
bought.
But you just look at Vancouver.
I saw Vancouver, man.
All right, let me ask you this, though. Would you have cared as much if you weren't with your wife? Because part of the problem is you have to explain it to your significant. Like, if it had just been you, you kind of go, ah, damn it. And you kind of laugh at yourself. And that's it, right? That's the beginning and end of the problem. I'm going to hit the bar car. I feel like when you're traveling with a spouse and you are the one to purchase the tickets and you have to say, hey, babe, simple mistake. Everyone understands how it's made. They're less forgiving, even though it's easy to make the mistake. Like, now I have to sit here
with you,
who thinks I'm an idiot.
This is a minimal amount of heat compared to my mistake of calling her the wrong name.
Well, no doubt about that.
So that was a mistake. Like, that was a problem mistake.
Yeah, for you.
This one wasn't. Yeah. This was me just being stupid and not realizing. And at the time, I swear to God, I did not know there was a Vancouver, Washington. I did not know.
That's when you found out.
I did not know it was a suburb of Portland, so to speak. You know, or a bedroom community.
Yeah.
I Vancouver. That's what I know.
That's fair. How many
Vancouvers could there be? So I did not look specifically at, you know, BC or Washington.
I think I'm just a psycho. Even when I book plane tickets, like I check it, I feel like four times before I actually hit purchase.
You know, I don't. And but then again, I'm usually going like to Houston. Maybe there is another Houston, but if there's a Houston, Georgia, then one day I'm going to end up in Georgia. But right now, I see H-O-U. I'm done reading. But I'm also notorious. Like, if we go to a restaurant, and I don't know why I'm not better at this. I'm a freaking adult. But you go through the menu. There is the name of the entree. I stop there. I go, ooh, I'm going to order that. And it never occurs to me that the two paragraphs they have under that explains everything it comes with, right? So I've gotten caught many, many times. Drives my wife nuts.
Mm-hmm.
The food is delivered, and I'm like, what the F is all this spinach doing, or whatever? She's like, dude, it says it on the menu. She's like, how do you just read the name of the entree and then don't read anything under it? And I try to remind myself to do that, but for some reason, once I'm done with the bold print, I stop reading. Right? And look, I know it's stupid. I can't say I've learned my lesson. I would say I've been taught this lesson many, many times, and I just, like, I can't get out of this grade. So I'm like, ooh, that sounds good. Close the menu, ready to order. Then I get it, and I'm like, what is this crap that they served with it? And she's like, exactly what they effing said. They're going to just read the menu.
Well,
and I don't.
And there's one place I used to go to like 15 years ago, and I got a different sandwich one day.
Mm-hmm.
Did that. Didn't read the whole thing. It had blue cheese on it. Like, when I started eating it, I was like, God, there is a weird taste in this. So, yeah, I try to be good about reading the whole thing.
Well, but I bet you do.
You're right about the travel stuff, because I've messed up many times before. I've flown down to Palm Springs before,
mm-hmm.
and I flew out of SeaTac. When I bought the ticket, I just said, it's at all Seattle. I did not see all Seattle airports. So I just assumed I'm flying out of Seattle, and I'm flying back to Seattle.
Yeah.
Well, the way my ticket worked, and I did not look at it, I was flying out of SeaTac, and then I was flying back, but into Payne Field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did not see. All I knew was my flight's out at 1 o'clock. It's on Alaska Airlines. I got my ticket right here. I'm headed back to Seattle. I didn't even look to see that it was going to Payne Field because it's a different code.
I would not think to look
at it. I did not look at that. You know, I just got on I got on the plane, and we landed, and I'm like, and I've never been to Payne Field. And I'm, where in the hell am I? Like, I did not even know where I did not, they're like, well, you're Payne Field. Where's Payne Field? Up near Evermuckle Teo? My car's at SeaTac, you know? It's like, Jesus Christ,
that's the worst part about it,
Jesus, man. I am a freaking idiot. $150 later. Might have been the reverse. I can't remember what the deal was.
Either way.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 100.
You take a Seattle Uber, which is different than any other
Jesus
Uber.
Jesus Christ. I got to go through Seattle on I-5. And, oh, my God. It was just, I could not believe how stupid I was.
Huh?
It was just, it was an honest mistake, but it was a mistake. So our question, what was the most embarrassing mistake that you've ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
You know, I made the same mistake Ted made this morning, which is, look, Seattle has not been shy about reminding us that basically we're going to ruin I-5 for everybody.
Yeah.
They've been saying this for months. They said when it's going to start. Even Friday, I'm like, oh, Jesus, Monday's going to suck. Totally forgot about that. So I prepared myself the same way I do every morning. I actually left the house about 10 minutes early. I just wanted to get some extra stuff. Then that did not happen. I got here about 40 minutes later than I would have liked to. But as soon as I saw I-5, I'm like, damn it, man. They right. said this was going to happen. I could not believe it was backed up. The last I heard, it was about 10:30, 11 o'clock this morning. My wife said it was backed up to 175th.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, look,
headed south.
If you,
and then
well,
you
weekend,
right.
trying to get out, right? Same thing, because you're
this
right
weekend,
next to
I was smart. I just didn't leave the north side.
That's it. Right, because
that's
of
all
that.
You can do.
Yeah.
And then this morning, and I-5 was so convenient for both of us.
I mean,
it's right there. And then you're like, oh, my God.
If you work for Google, if you work for Amazon, if you work for Facebook, Apple, whatever, if you're in South Lake Union, beg your bosses, because you guys have that kind of power, to say, look, can we just go back to remote work for a little while until this mess gets cleaned up? Because tomorrow is going to be an absolute nightmare. I predict that the number one story on every news channel will be Seattle is at a complete standstill. Because you have to remember, the remote workers typically don't work on Monday and Friday.
Right.
That's why
today was an easy day.
That's why I schedule most of my doctor's appointments on Monday or Friday, just to make sure I get there on time.
Because
they're always early, but I just want to make sure I get there. And today at a doctor's appointment, it was the biggest pain in the ass. I'm like, what is going on? And then I remembered, it's I-5. And then I thought, well, it's I-5 northbound. I don't understand this. And then you said,
they shut down the express lanes
so
to have them go north
right.
to help alleviate that traffic.
Now, does that mean the express lanes are not going to be open on the way home tonight?
No. They're always open going north now because of that construction.
Okay.
But in the morning, they're not switching them to south.
And then the problem is we can barely get out of our driveway, which has been true for the last 3.5 years because of this light rail stop. But it's just not the light rail construction. As during the light rail construction, they started at two different major intersections. They've decided as northwest, east-west corridor, we're going to reduce that from 2 lanes to 1 lane so that we can add a bike lane. And at the 4-way intersection, we're going to get rid of the lights and put in a traffic circle. And I'm like, you guys, look, first of all,
it's a mistake.
Yes, the traffic's already bad, all right? You know, it's a big city, as happens. But the ideas that they have to, quote unquote, alleviate it are absolutely ridiculous. I'm like, you think everyone in Seattle is going to hop on a bike now because you guys screwed up the street? That's not what's going to happen. You're going to have bad traffic. You're going to have road rage. Mark my words.
Our question, what was the most embarrassing mistake that you've ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW-HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
I appreciate all of you who are checking us out on YouTube at KISW Rock. Yeah. And we've got, 4,000 subscribers to the channel.
We have 4,060 miles.
All right, come on. Too shabby. If you do happen to check out the show, do us a favor and smash the like burger, as we like to call it. Give us the old thumbs up there. Our question, what was the most embarrassing mistake you've ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Boone. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, okay, so this is kind of, I'll just tell you the story. So my friend and I were riding on our bikes, motorcycles down Schuster Parkway, nice day, a couple years ago in the summer, and he got into it with the car, and the car won, and he almost went over the railing, but needless to say, he passed away. And so I made it home, went down every alley. I was only 5 minutes from home. It took me about a half hour to get my bike home because I was so paranoid. Got home, walked around in circles like a stray cat. I didn't know what to do. I just sat there with my girlfriend all night. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, I'm not calling anybody. I don't even know what to do. I'm so distraught. I just lost my best, you know, one of my best buddies. And so I'm just lost. And so 2:30 comes along. And somebody pounds on the door, boom, boom, boom. And I'm like frozen. What the hell? You know, I'm just like, what is going on? Who is that? And so, my girlfriend starts talking. And so then the door pounds again, boom, boom, boom. And I was like, who is it? And she goes, who's this? And I go, Tracy. And she goes, Mike. And so anyways, it was my sister. So I fly open the door and I'm like, oh my God, what's up? And she's like, white as a ghost. And she's like, she just about collapsed in my arms. And she goes, the medical examiner, Pierce County, just called mom and called me because we're both on your emergency contact list. And they called both of us. And luckily mom didn't answer the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning. I did. And she said that they wanted me to come down and, identify your body. And I'm like, whoa. What? And she is like, oh my, I mean, we're just lost, but we're so excited. We went from pure, like, you know, she was lost. I mean, her husband, Rick, everybody, they were just like, you know, they called my other brothers and everybody was just so screwed up with it. And
so
then,
wait, did everyone in your family think you were dead at this point?
Everybody did except my mom, thank God.
Don't tell mom yet.
Thank God. Yeah, my mom would have died right there.
Jesus.
But so the medical examiner tells her to come down. So then she explains what happened to us, you know, and so I'm like, screw that. So then I call down to the medical examiner's office. I can't remember if I called right then or if I called it first thing in the morning. I think I called right after she left, but I said, hello. And he said, hi, there's a medical, you know, Pierce County Medical. And I said, hi, this is Mike Boone. Who do I talk to about coming back to life? And he's like, excuse me? And he goes, And he said, you know, he said my name. And I go, yeah. And he goes, what?
What?
He was frozen.
How did they make the mistake?
This is what happened. So as I'm sitting on the curb, you know, I'm sitting there and there's a million, you know, it's cops, everybody, ambulance, everybody. They're doing CPR on my friend. They just pulled me off, you know, off of him and just sat me down. And I had to interview with a detective, a cop, a first responder, like, you know, a medical person, you know, from the ambulance. And I give him all my information. My friend, I didn't know this, but my friend didn't have his ID with him. So I gave them all of his information. And I gave all my information. I gave them my ID. I gave them my driver's license. They filled out. I watched them fill everything out. And so all they did was they screwed up that my buddy, Steve, didn't, you know, that he was the one that was alive and that I was the one that was dead. And so when they, you know, and they called down there and it was just those guys were just as lost as my sister was when I called them and said, yeah, this is Boone. You know, they're like, what?
Okay, but here's my question then. All right, so okay. I understand how they made the mistake, right?
Okay.
But that means no one has contacted your friend Steve's family. Who does that fall on? Is that the coroner? Do you have to make that call? Or, like, what happens next? So you still have to tell the family.
Next of kin was the best best friend of our his dad's house that he lived at, and that's okay. Where he lived. And so I went over there and told him, and that was probably the worst thing I'd ever had to do in my life.
I think it probably will always be that.
Awful. Yeah, just add it's a hell of a 24 hours.
I hope it is. Yes,
I can't think of anything worse to do. No. As far as having to tell somebody
something.
It was
horrible.
Yeah, man. Oh man.
How many years ago was that?
Oh, it's only like two.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that, man. That's
No, it's cool. He, you know, it's funny because I helped him buy his motorcycle. It's super quick, but I helped him buy his motorcycle. Just a few $100 so he could get it. And he said, I go, dude, since I got part of this, I don't want to have to scrape you off the road or anything. We just, you know, be responsible. And he goes, he grabs me by the shoulders and he goes, look at me with the biggest grin on his face. And he goes, if I die on this thing, I'm going to die the happiest dude in the whole world. I have never been this happy in 15, 20 years. And I go, all right. And that's said. About 2 weeks later.
Who was honestly at fault?
It was the medical, it could have been the medical examiner. It was.
As far as the accident goes.
Oh, the accident. The guy cut him off and he tried to catch up to him and I was like, I unfortunately had to hear the whole thing on my intercom, on my helmet. And that was probably the worst thing of the accident, other than watching it all happen in front of me. He almost went over the guardrail and went onto oncoming traffic, jeez, like 30 feet down.
Was he alert at all for any amount of time after the accident, or was he knocked out?
No. I saw him his helmet bounced off of one of those 8x8 posts that hold the guardrail on.
Jeez, wow.
And he did a pirouette, and he was just laying face up, and I looked at him, and I just closed his eyes with my fingers. That was the only thing I had to do, and then the people pulled me off of him because, you know, they were just like, we can do it. We got him. And I'm like, hey, make sure. Don't take his helmet off. Because I knew his injury was in his head, but there was so much blood, like, within 10 seconds. I got there, like, you know, like when you're in your BMX bike as a little kid, and you go running up to your friends if he crashes on the jump, and you run up and you just throw your bike off into the bushes and you go to help him. That's what I did with my motorcycle.
Wow.
I just threw my motorcycle on the ground.
I'm amazed that you can laugh about it now, to be honest with you. I think I'd still be traveling.
Oh, no, I get all the funny parts of this.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Wow, man, that is.
He wouldn't want me to be sad one bit. He wouldn't want me to be sad one day of my life over it.
Yeah, true.
I know that.
I get it.
Well, apparently that happens all the time.
Wow, man.
British parents planning a funeral for their 17-year-old son, who police said died in a car crash weeks earlier, suddenly learned he was in fact alive.
See, there it happens everywhere.
Police mistakenly believed that Trevor T.J. Wynn had died on December 13th in a car crash near Rotherham alongside a 17-year-old girl, and that 18-year-old Joshua Johnson had survived and was in a medically induced coma. Their error was revealed early Monday, weeks after the accident, when the comatose male woke up and said his name. Police then took Trevor's mother to the hospital, where she confirmed the teen was in fact her son. It had been heartbreaking for them, who notes it wasn't entirely happy news for the family, as Trevor is still in a bad place, but he's still alive. Johnson's family said they had spent hours in the hospital with who we now know to be Trevor, adding, what we have been through and are continuing to go through is unimaginable. Local counselor described the error as disgraceful and criticized the lack of due diligence.
How is it that that story is that? Because on the other side of that is, that means the family who thought their kid is still alive in the coma.
Was there
like,
in the hospital.
Hey, that's not your kid. Your kid is dead. Like, to me, that's the heavier headline.
Yes, yes.
Right? Jeez, man.
What was the most embarrassing mistake that you've ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Happy 21st.
Oh, thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
Broadcast responsibly, right?
Yeah, there you go. We're old enough to do that now. Try. Yes.
All right. So it's not a story of mine, but it's a family member, ex-family member. My ex-wife's little sister told a story about how her new job was going as a hostess at a really fancy restaurant when we were all sitting around for a family dinner. And she's really gullible. Little Holly was really gullible. You could just, you know, tell her anything and she'd believe it. So she comes in for this evening dinner shift as a hostess, and they were sampling. They came up with a new dessert for the night, and it was a Marionberry cobbler. And so she comes in for her shift, and she tries a little bit of it because she's going to be suggesting it, and says, this cobbler is really good. This cobbler is really good. What kind of berries are these? And one of her coworkers tells her, "Oh, those are dingleberries, Holly. Those are dingleberries, right?" And so she goes through that entire dinner service, suggesting, you know, it's kind of a fixed menu, pretty fancy place.
Yeah.
And she goes through the whole setup, like, you know, we've got these entrees, this and this, and I really suggest you try the dingleberry cobbler for the beer. And all these people are just side-eyeing her, like, what? What? So that's the gist of it. Hey, before we hang up in this conversation, I want to give you guys a phone dong, if that's okay.
Sure.
But anyway, dingleberry cobbler, man. I feel bad for Holly, and she laughed it off. She was such a good. I wish I was still affiliated with her family.
That's a big problem with divorce. Yeah, man.
That's it, man. You know, the worst part about that is the way they set it up. It's that when she's done telling you the entrees or appetizers, she makes the additional statement of, "I really recommend." Right? If you just left that off, it's not quite as bad. But, and I really recommend, seriously, save room for our dingleberry cobbler. That makes it so much worse.
And you could tell the way he's even talking about it. She just meant it in a
doing
her job. And just
that's
like,
probably what made it weird, right? Because if you're listening to it, you know, if they're kind of smirking when they say it, maybe you chuckle. Like, okay, they're being funny. But I imagine she was super sincere. So you kind of, when she walks away, like, all right, is she effing with us or... Mm-hmm. Or is that what's going on here?
You know? Yeah. And I swear to God, growing up on the East Coast, I never heard of a Marionberry until I moved out here. I don't know if they're there and I didn't know it. Maybe I just passed by them in the grocery store, whatever the deal is. I had never heard of them before. So if you were to have a really nice fancy restaurant in D.C. and offer somebody the Marionberry cobbler, they would assume that Marionberry was a regular customer of that restaurant, and this was his specialty, and this is what he liked, and they just named it after him.
Or that you're selling drugs out of the back.
Something.
Right. That he's the famous sense. Mayor something. Of D.C.
if you've never
busted.
Heard of him, he was a mayor in D.C., and his name was Marionberry. And to Miles's point, maybe Marionberry's grown on the East Coast, but I had never heard of a Marionberry, just like you, until I moved here. So Marionberry, if you're on the East Coast, only means this D.C. mayor. This D.C. mayor... got busted on video smoking crack with prostitutes. By the way, he won re-election.
And I'll tell you this, he didn't stop.
No.
It wasn't like he got busted and went, man, I'm sorry. He kept doing it. I mean, didn't you meet him, Ted, and he was just sweating so much you couldn't even
I met him when he was, this was before he got busted.
Right.
Right, because he would always be at all the union stuff, so my dad introduced me to him, and I remember just saying, why is he so sweaty?
Now you know.
Now I, right.
And all then, that crack.
Even after, right, because he might have gone to jail for a little bit.
I think he
but
did
when
a
he
little
got
bit
out,
of time.
Then he stayed in D.C. government. He kept winning elections.
Yeah. The people love him. Look, he did good things. Yeah, he smokes crack and hangs out with prostitutes, but look at what he's done for the city. Now, all that said...
Well, it's like Ford in Toronto.
Right. Rob Ford?
Yeah.
Just, I mean,
same idea.
Smoking crack, getting hammered, but he does good things when he's sober. Have either of you tried a Marion Berry? I still haven't tried one.
Yep.
So are they
tart.
Good?
They're tart.
Are they tart? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've only had like a jam or something. I think I bought it at Snoqualmie Falls or something.
Okay. I still haven't had one. Because I cannot not picture him.
What was the most embarrassing mistake you've ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
Some of those berries, too, to me, are better inside of something.
Yes, when they add a little sugar.
Right.
Right. Cut down on the bitterness and the tartness.
Parade and everything.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, that's me.
That's you.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Dingleberry. That is hilarious. back in high school, homecoming week, our senior year, it was a big homecoming game. You know, you have the parade and everything, and then you have, like, your freshman, sophomore, junior, senior skit, you know? And so I was the opposing team's mascot, and we were playing the Tenino Beavers, so I was a beaver.
Okay.
And my costume looked like a straight-up shag carpet ripped out of a 1970s Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
That was my costume for a beaver.
Only the best for high school mascots, yes.
Yeah, oh yeah. They put in as little effort as possible. So, and this was back when Jackass was really big. So I graduated in 02. So Jackass was huge. Wrestling, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know, Goldberg and all that.
Sure.
So my role was I was to run out in the middle of the basketball court and steal the Elma Eagles mascot. And we're straight up varsity blues. I mean, we're blue and white. I mean, this is people from Tenino used to say, we hate playing you corn-fed mother effers. So I ran out to grab her, and she didn't weigh nothing but a buck 10. And so I was supposed to just grab her and just steal her, right? Well, I went to one up it and grab her like in a fireman's carry. So I pick her up on my shoulders. Well, I turn to run off the court in the middle of the court as fast as I can. Well, I trip over my own feet and Samoa drop her right on her head.
Oh,
just
man.
Drop her right in the middle of the court. And you hear the whole crowd. I mean, because this isn't just the kids. This is the parents. This is, all the family members, watching all the skits. And I straight up dump her right on her head. And I'm laughing. I go to try to pick her up, and I'm laughing. She's laughing. I'm surprised she didn't knock her unconscious. So I just grab her and just drag her off the court, because that's me stealing it. And then so later in the skit, the high school football team was to basically kick the crap out of me and steal the mascot back. So, like I said, back then, Stone Cold Steve Austin. So the guy who ended up spear tackling me in the middle of the court, he was a state wrestling champ every single year, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, and he hit me full force. And then, like wrestling style, you're supposed to, stomp the ground at the same time that you're stomping on them.
Yeah.
I think they forgot the stomp the ground part.
He was just hitting you.
He hit the living crap out of me in the middle of the courtroom. And then they dragged me off. They dragged me off because that was part of the skit. That part was supposed to be it. They dragged me off. And the reason why we didn't win was one of the teachers was sitting right next to a little girl. She was probably like 10, 11 years old. And when they dragged me off, she turned and looked at the teacher and asked, "Is that guy dead?" Yeah. That was the most embarrassing. Oh, God.
Well, thank God nothing. Thank God you didn't knock her out.
The entire town.
Yeah. Well, now, did people know you were the mascot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I was supposed to be I was the beaver. Okay, and this is the greatest part. So, that game, so that was Thursday, and then we played Friday night. So we played them, and we ended up beating them 113-0.
Damn.
We got in trouble for running up the score, but it was like 50-0 in the first quarter. We had C squad in the first quarter. It's like, what do you want us to do? Put in the cheerleaders?
At some point, the other team needs to show up, man.
There was a cheerleader that could move some offensive line. So
wow, damn,
yeah. And the headline read, "Elma boys feast on beavers."
Oh God,
Jesus, that was the headline.
That's the headline. Yeah.
All right. Nice to work for the small
high school mascots. I've seen them get into it before.
Like, legit?
Right. Like, even our guy, right? What's it? Buck the Stag.
All right.
Like, it's some basketball game, and him and the eagle kind of got into it. So he kind of went to, like, kind of spin the eagle, but then as the eagle was falling, his head flew off.
Oh, no.
So then the next game, like, the eagle was real mad. It got to a point where they had to tell, like, all right, mascots, do not interact with each other. Because you're right. I mean, they were, like, throwing hands. They were pissed.
My senior year, we played Elkins, and it was their homecoming.
All right.
And we were up. The score was, like, it was ridiculous. It was, like, 54-3 or 54-7.
Did you say it wasn't ridiculous?
Well, basically, at halftime, we determined we weren't going to throw the ball anymore. We were just going to hand it off. And Dave Watson just kept breaking and going to the end zone.
So I can't even tackle.
Now the score's going up. We might have been up 28-0 or something like that. But now, but they thought we were running up the score. So we had to get escorted to the bus. Now we're in high school.
Right.
And the entire town is surrounding the bus. And they're screaming at us. Now keep in mind, I grew up in a town of 28,000 people without students. And they were screaming, go back to the big city, you city slickers. Because Elkins is in the middle of nowhere. They're banging on the bus. We rode home with two broken windows.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, glass was in the bus, man. We thought we honest to God thought we were going to get.
No, dude.
It's a high school
football.
We're
not running up the score. Your team sucks that bad.
What was the most embarrassing mistake you've ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.